What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Sports. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. You know, it's already a good episode if your mic's falling like five minutes in. Not even 5 minutes. It was like 5 seconds in.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Yeah. We've been going through something. 1,855 days. We'll go through something. Be afraid. I mentioned that we were just off 2 weeks. I mentioned that in the other episode, and I just wanted to do it again. I don't know why. But yeah,
some stuff happened.
Yeah,
you were in L.A.
Mm-hmm. You had a birthday.
I had a birthday, and then there were two other ones we missed. I'm not, you know, we're back.
Yeah, we're back now.
We're back.
Until
Wednesday or until Friday. Sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna be gone on Wednesday or no, on Friday because I'll be going to D.C. So,
but we'll be back after that again.
Yeah, and then they'll be back to normal hopefully.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I think that's only basically
it. Yeah, 47. You know, I always hated the number 47.
Two away.
Wait, I thought we were on 47.
Right? No, two away from 49.
Oh, wait, what's up with 49?
Just the trash football team that I like.
Oh, 49ers?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I was like, what? I remember I wore 47 one year, and then...
That's a gross number to wear,
dude,
I feel
it was
like.
So bad. It was my junior year on the varsity football team. I had 47 and then 33 on the JV team. And I was
33 is cool.
I like 33. That was like my number throughout like.
We should do like a football and basketball number tier list one of these days.
That would be
dope.
Well, there's always that like stigma where like, you know how athletes always say that they don't care about the numbers, but they do.
They do. Tom Brady said it on that one podcast. He said he goes after the weird numbers.
Yeah, like I think Aaron Rodgers said the same thing too or something.
Probably, yeah.
Like, yeah, because I mean,
and that's
like
usually true.
They're 45 or something. They're probably not as good. Like
can you think of a good 45 off the top of your head?
No, or even 47. Like, I mean,
Marlon Humphrey's 44. He's good.
But that's like a.
That's more normal though.
44. 45. Because it's double digits. You know, double digits.
Bobby
are cool.
Wagner's 45 now.
Yeah, but Bobby Wagner sucks now.
Nah, he doesn't suck. He's mid. He's mid now.
Yeah, like you know, double digits. That's cool. Like 44. Like fours kind of suck. Like anything in the 40 to like, you know, I'll put 41 to 49. I feel like those all suck except for 44.
I feel 44. Like 42 is cool.
40. I mean, 43 is decent because Troy Polamalu made it cool.
That's true.
But like, yeah, I think anything from like, well, 39 is a gross number. Like
Antoine Bethea always wore 41. I thought he looked good. I don't know.
I feel like it's also kind of just like how
DRC
good you are.
Dominique Rogers Cromartie wore 45, didn't he? Yeah. Yes, he did.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure.
Man, that's gross.
It's weird. Yeah, sometimes you think of a player's number and you like have a perfect visual of them in your head wearing a number and it's just completely wrong.
Really?
I did that the other day with Nick Chubb. For whatever reason, I had convinced myself he was 25, but he's 24.
I thought just this morning, I thought when Julio Jones went to the Bucks that he was like 85 or something, but apparently he's just number 8.
He was 85 at first, I feel like.
That's what
I thought. During preseason
or
something.
I thought he was 85. And then apparently
some people change their number after preseason. Yeah, DRC was 41.
Oh, yeah.
What? I could have sworn he was 45. Okay, he was 45 in Washington and Denver. He was 41.
He doesn't look bad there. I mean,
41 and 21 in New York.
Yeah, I remember him 21.
And 29 in Arizona. All right, whatever. Man.
I just think it's weird when athletes who are so like established with a number, like Julio Jones, change their number.
He looked good with 2 in Tennessee, but.
Yeah, and then
Tennessee had an 11 already, so he couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was well established.
I don't know if they have an 11. If the Bucks have an 11.
Yeah, I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe they retired it.
And then like when Antonio Brown went to 17.
I didn't think that was too bad.
I thought that was weird.
Maybe
I don't like 17.
I didn't like 84 all that much, honestly.
I liked 84.
What did he wear on the Bucks?
81.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
81's kind
of
cool.
Honestly, I think 17 fit him the best of any of the numbers.
Really? Dude, well, 84 is like, that's Randy Moss. 81, that's T.O. And
was Randy Moss always 84?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel
he might have been 81 for a little bit.
I feel like he wore 81 for a while. I feel like he wore 81 in New England.
No, I think he was 84 in New England.
No, he was definitely 81.
84.
Hold on.
Why are you typing it like that?
81.
Oh.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. I know he wore 84 in...
He wore 84 in Minnesota, yeah. And then he wore 84 in San Francisco, too. I don't know what he wore in Oakland. But, yeah.
Did he play for the Cowboys?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. No.
I think T.O. did.
T.O. definitely did. Yeah. He wore
81.
Yeah, I think he wore 81.
All of his career, I think.
Eagles, Niners, Cowboys, I think he wore 81.
Did he go anywhere else other than that?
Oh, yeah. I think he went... I think he played at Cincinnati.
Torrey Holt, wasn't he 17?
No, he was in the 80s.
Oh.
I'm like 90%. Okay. What is this? What is... You look up Terrell Owens teams, and it gives you the fan-controlled football zappers. Really?
Oh, because he's on the... Yeah, that's the number one. That's what he's known for.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, let's see. Yeah, he wore 81 everywhere. San Francisco, Philly, Dallas, Buffalo, and Cincy. I didn't know about Buffalo. Oh, yeah. I did know that. Yeah, he was still good in Buffalo, I feel like. Yeah, he's still good. T.O.'s underrated, man.
Yeah.
My bold opinion that nobody agrees with is that T.O.'s the second best receiver of all time. I think.
I don't know about second.
I would go...
Who's your number one?
Jerry Rice, and there's not even anyone remotely close. I would go Rice, massive gap, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss.
I'd put Randy Moss over T.O.
That's fair, but I think T.O.'s top three. Dude. I get a lot. You hear a lot of Calvin Johnson in the top three. That I'm not there on that one.
I think he was really talented. He just like
yeah.
It was hard because he had injuries, and then he had and then he just was on the Lions. So
right.
Did you see? There was this video, and it was Vikings fans, and they had a start bench cut, Justin Jefferson, Randy Moss, and Chris Carter.
I mean, it's Moss, Jefferson, Carter, right?
Yeah, well, that's what you think, but then literally fans were cutting Moss.
No, they weren't.
Some of them were starting Carter.
I refuse benching. To believe that.
Dude, I'm like, dude, they definitely, there was a ton of people that started, Justin Jefferson.
That's better than starting Chris Carter.
I know. And I'm like,
but
whoever,
still, you can't.
Dude, the comments were
torching
him.
He might be better than Randy Moss someday. That's very possible with how he started his career. But you cannot put him over Randy Moss right now. That's crazy.
And like, dude, Chris Carter, like, no. Like,
no, he's
dude,
not.
Randy
as good
Moss
as the
is like
two.
Argued for like top number one, like, or top, you know, at least number one receiver, like top five at least, just overall.
He's.
Not like
I feel like he's.
5,
he's. I think he's widely accepted as top five.
Yeah, and like not.
I think the argument.
Like
I think the argument
Vikings.
Really is where he's two or three.
Yeah, like I don't. It's so hard. I've had some people not say he's number one.
Yeah, that's
over
stupid.
Jerry Rice.
That's just
but,
dumb.
I mean he's.
He's
Jerry
two or
Rice
three.
Has accomplished the most, so it's like.
There is a Hall of Fame career, separating Jerry Rice from Randy Moss. Like
yeah.
You take second place in any stat Jerry Rice is first in, the gap between those is like a Hall of Fame career. It's actually insane. But anyway, we got totally off topic there.
Yep.
So Boise State. There was a bye last week, so we didn't miss anything. And then we just beat Air Force 19-14. It looked like it was going to be a lot better than that. We were up 13-0 pretty early. JT had 95 yards and a touchdown. He's awesome. And that was all in the first half. He didn't play in the second half. He and Halani are both hurt right now. Halani didn't play at all. Andy Avalos didn't give an update today when asked about them on whether they'd practice or not this week. Honestly, I know you're not supposed to overlook anyone, but I would hope that we just sit them this week.
Who?
Both. JT and Halani. Just sit them this week and rest them up for the BYU game. Like, if they're banged up, get them healthy.
Because
you play Colorado State. But anyway, held Air Force to 175 yards rushing, which would be a lot if it was another team, but Air Force averages like over 300 yards
a
game on the ground.
Did you know that was their lowest amount of rushing yards in any game this year?
Yeah. Like, pretty awesome. Dude, we played the triple option pretty well. Like, Mm-hmm. Way better than last year.
Yeah.
Tyreek Jones was all over it.
Well, we also he had was the bye all week over to, it. We had the bye week to like,
true. That's prepare true.
For it, which really but helped us.
The defense is different this year than last year. Like we, they're
we
much
definitely
better.
Wouldn't have won if we didn't have bye week, I think.
I don't know. I think we look good.
The bye week helped us so much.
We did almost blow the game on a stupid yep. penalty. It was fourth down, and they punted, and we had two number sevens on the field, which I think is a dumb, kind of a dumb rule that you can't. But what I think is even stupider is that they didn't even catch it until we were about to snap the ball in the next possession. Then yeah. they went back and reviewed it and changed the call.
Those refs are rough.
How can you do that? Like, the play already happened. Yeah. It already happened. A commercial happened. We were ready to snap. And then they just take it all back and give them the ball back. I don't yeah. understand that.
The refs are really bad.
And then funny enough, the game-winning play, the fourth down stop, was made by number seven. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up to 5-2 now, 3 wins in a row, 4-0 in the conference. And Air Force was our biggest competition in our division. We, like, not to jinx it, but that is close to sealing the division. Like, as long as we don't completely collapse, we're going to win our division, which is great.
Even BYU now does not look good. They're on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, they stink right now. But
yeah, they're doing really bad.
But yeah, as far as Mountain West teams go, I think Air Force was our biggest competition.
Yeah.
Other than
Utah State.
No,
might be
really,
a little
that.
Bit
they
Utah
might.
Utah State might be a little bit rough.
They started off rough, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, 5-2 and 4-0. Next game is at home on Saturday against Colorado State, where we opened as 27.5-point favorites.
Oh, my. Damn.
And yeah, so that I don't know if I'll say it'll be a fun one, but it should be a win. Move to 6-2 for the blackout BYU game, which is, I am so excited for that.
Dude, that's going to be a good one.
But, yeah.
Did you know we're 8-4 against BYU in total, and 5-1 against them at home?
Yeah, they've only beat us here once, which was a Zach Wilson game.
Yeah, and that was bad.
That was really bad. But yeah. We honestly have a path to getting ranked.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Like, BYU's going to turn around. Like, they're not as bad as they're showing right now. So if we can beat them...
When they're on, like, they're down?
Well, they'll probably even turn it around by then, but it'd probably be better for us if BYU wins this week.
Yeah.
So that they look better for when we play them.
Yeah.
If they lose again, they'll be off 4 losses in a row coming to see us. I feel like they'd be due for a win at that point, almost.
Yeah.
So I want them to win.
Four right now. Like, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of
beating
bad,
a below 500 BYU team wouldn't exactly be the same.
Yeah.
But
they've also played, like, really tough competition, too.
They did just get blown out against Liberty, though.
Yeah, Liberty was bad, but, like...
Yeah, they've played Oregon, they've played Notre Dame.
Did they play LSU or something? Or
did they?
Who did they play? They played... No.
But, yeah, they've played some good teams, but they still don't look great. That'll be a fun game. We have a path to get ranked. If we just beat who we're supposed to beat the rest of the year, we honestly have a good shot at getting ranked. We could get into a good bowl game.
Beat out, like, win out, like we kind of talked
There's
about.
A chance.
They played Arkansas. They lost.
Honestly.
Notre Dame.
Like we said a couple weeks ago, Air Force and BYU were the biggest tests left on the schedule. We just won one.
Yeah.
And BYU looks terrible. So.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Other than that, we should win out.
We'll see. But who else do we have? Colorado State, BYU.
We still have Utah State.
Utah State.
Let me check real quick.
And then there should be two more. Do we play Hawaii's? Probably Wyoming.
We haven't played Hawaii in a while.
I think we play Wyoming on the road. And then... Oh, it's probably UNLV.
Yeah, so we have Colorado State, BYU, Nevada, Wyoming, and then Utah State.
Nevada, okay.
Like, and then Utah State.
Utah State's home, right?
Yeah, that one's home.
Games that should be tough will
be
at home from
now
on. It'll
just be Wyoming and Nevada are away. So.
And we've protected the blue so far.
Yeah, I mean, not like last year.
Yeah, seriously.
But, man.
Yeah.
All right.
On to some regular college. If it would load. Don't have a ton of notes here. We missed last week.
I wanted to talk about Alabama and Tennessee.
Right. We need to talk about that. Tennessee beat Bama.
Yep.
Which is kind of crazy. Like, I think it was 15 years since they beat Bama or something mm-hmm. like that. And over a decade since they won against the top I think a top 10 team. So huge win for Tennessee. Like, that's, I did not exactly see that coming. I was hoping they'd win, but man, Hendon Hooker looks awesome.
Dude, that stat line where it was six catches for five touchdowns and...
Yeah, Jalen Hyatt's crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
I mean, the numbers he's putting up this year are ridiculous.
Man, and Tennessee's three right now, I think, right?
Yes.
Or something.
Okay, I'm just pulling up the AP Top 25 on my phone since the computer doesn't want to cooperate. Yeah, Tennessee's up to three. The top six this week, actually, is all unchanged from last week. It's Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, Michigan, Clemson, Alabama is the top six right now. Some big movers. Ole Miss drops eight spots after getting smacked in Death Valley by LSU. They're down to 15. Kansas State was kind of blowing out TCU, and then they blew it, so they're down five spots to 22. Spencer Rattler and South Carolina are on a tear. They're ranked now, top 25. Let's see. Texas is just on the outside at 26. Liberty's at 27.
Who did Texas play? They got, like, destroyed. Quinn played horrible. I think it was Oklahoma State.
It was Oklahoma State.
Right, yeah.
They didn't get destroyed, but Quinn did play pretty bad. I believe in Quinn Ewers a lot, and he played excellent the last few weeks, but he was pretty bad against Oklahoma State. That was pretty rough.
Man.
LSU's up into the rankings at 18 after their big win, which is pretty crazy.
Oregon State is 25. I told you they should have been ranked.
They're not 25.
They have 25 votes.
Yeah. They're top 30 right now.
I'm really mad that Syracuse lost.
They're still ranked, though. They're still 16.
I know. They choked it against LSU. Or no, Clemson. Or was it Clemson or LSU?
It was Clemson.
Clemson. It was so close.
Man, DJ, DJ got benched. The backup came in. He didn't really do much, but it was kind of an energizer for them. They turned it around after that.
Man.
Clemson did.
That irritates
Oregon
me so
beat UCLA, and it was never really close, which was a surprise. I kind of thought UCLA was going to win. I at least thought it would be close, but it wasn't. As far as big games for this week, I'm trying to think. I think Ohio State plays Penn State, I want to say. I believe.
Let me pull my
Ohio State plays Penn State. Utah plays at Washington State, which could be interesting. The Pac-12 has been kind of crazy this year.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State at Kansas State should be pretty good. Kentucky at Tennessee. And Michigan State at Michigan's always fun, but maybe not this year. Michigan's 22-point favorites.
Yeah.
I don't expect to see a lot of movement at the top of the rankings this
I don't
this
know.
Week.
They kind of sometimes they do some random things.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess you never
there's
know.
There's been so much movement in like the top four within like just even this year. Like
The top three has stayed pretty consistent. Except for
they
Bama.
Kind of moved a little bit.
Yeah.
Within the top three. It's been the same teams, but it's kind of like moved a little bit. So
Michigan, Ohio State, and Georgia have been top four like all year.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's college. We'll talk more about the Heisman race, I'm sure, next week. But Hendon Hooker, man, I think he's going to win it. I think it's kind of down to him and Stroud.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Stroud had a really good chance. I think, did I pick Stroud or did you pick Stroud? Because I think one of us picked Stroud and the other one picked Caleb Williams or something.
You like Caleb Williams, don't you? I thought you picked him.
But I thought you were also going to pick him, so I didn't pick him.
I know I took Hendon Hooker. He was my number one pick. So I'm good with just that.
Yeah. Awesome.
He's playing awesome.
On NFL.
To some pro football.
Dude.
Top headline. Both of our teams are terrible.
Yep.
The Packers lost to the Commies. And the week before that, they lost to the Jets. The 49ers got blown out by the Chiefs, and the week before that, they lost to the Falcons. So we have not been having a good time on our little hiatus here.
Yep. It's like bad karma for not doing the show.
Yeah. Speaking of the 49ers, traded for Christian McCaffrey. traded a second, a third, a fourth this in this upcoming draft, and a fifth in the draft after, to get Christian McCaffrey, who has 4 years left on his contract and only is being paid $600,000 this year by the Niners. And he actually made his debut.
I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, he got traded for Thursday night, and Friday morning he landed in the Bay, and he played on Sunday. He played well, actually. He had like 10 touches, like 70 yards or something. He looks just as explosive as ever, which is cool. Like the one silver lining from that game for us.
I don't know how long it's going to be, though. That's the biggest fear. Christian McCaffrey.
You got to just hope he stays healthy. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like the team that's always injury ridden. So
yeah. So
it seems like a bad match, but who knows? Maybe he turns around our injury luck. Maybe it's a little reverse psychology.
Maybe. I mean, dude, a second, a third, and a second, third, fourth, and a fifth.
Yeah. It's a lot for a running back.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a superstar. Like, he's incredible. And he has 4 years left on his deal, which are two good things.
Do y'all personally even have a first-round pick next year?
No.
So you don't. Your first pick is in the fifth round?
No, we have a bunch of compensatory picks. So we still have like seven picks in the draft next year and like two-thirds, I think. But it's still a lot of draft capital to give up for a running back. That's for sure. So jury's still out. I mean, he looks good, and we'll see him with a full game plan next week against Los Angeles. The running game has been poor, so it was kind of a need. But the secondary's getting some injuries. The O-line's been dreadful. We still have Jimmy G. It feels like a move that you would make if you're like one piece away from a championship. And I don't think that Christian McCaffrey makes the 49ers a Super Bowl team.
I think it's weird for the 49ers to do it, because the 49ers have tended to make like undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, but it's been a struggle this year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done with Shanahan, man.
Like, dude, I'm done with LaFleur.
I don't think he's a good coach. The team is super undisciplined. And we just saw what happens when we're up against a good coach. Andy Reid just absolutely dog walked Shanahan and our DC. And Shanahan's play calling is not even good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all on him. A lot of the times the plays don't work because of Jimmy. Like, dude, did you see his goal line interception?
Which one?
Right. But the Chiefs muffed a punt and gave us the ball on, like, the 10-yard line. And it's, like, third and goal from the 5. And we're down 1 at this point. He, like, throws off his back foot. It looked like a 5-yard Hail Mary, honestly. And it got picked off in the end zone. There was a running back wide open on the play. And he has hit that exact route to that exact player before. 2 years ago, which was fun. But it's Jimmy and Kyle are kind of holding the team back at this point. You got McCaffrey, Ayuk, Kittle, and Debo, and you only score 23 points in a shootout.
Yeah.
It's rough, but we'll probably beat the Rams and give the fan base some hope again just to let us down. That seems to be how it goes.
The Rams have been so bad this year. It's been crazy.
Yeah, they just had a bye week, though, so they might turn it around afterwards. It'll be interesting to see. In other news, Matt Ryan got benched. That happened this morning. He had a shoulder injury, but Frank Reich said that he was getting benched regardless, and not only benched this week, he said that Sam Ellinger is the starter for the rest of the year.
So was Sam that good, or
he's never thrown a pass in the NFL?
Yeah, like, do they really see that much in him, or is Matt Ryan that bad?
I mean, it's probably a mix of both.
Well, Matt Ryan was supposed to be their savior because Carson Wentz.
I can't even be mad at this because they acted like Carson Wentz was their entire problem. And Matt Ryan has come in and been worse.
Yep.
He's been worse. So I think that's kind of funny.
Well, like, I kind of wanted to bounce onto this. The only reason I was fine with the Packers losing was because Taylor Heinicke did really good, and I love Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke, man.
Man.
He's an interesting guy. He thinks he can make every throw on the field. His confidence is a little better than his ability. But he's fun to watch, yeah. And he's got a few weeks of playing because Carson Wentz is going to be out for a while. But I would still expect Wentz to start again when he comes back,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Dude, I don't know. I love Taylor Heinicke. And
Wentz hasn't been playing bad.
Everyone loves Taylor Heinicke, though. The whole fan base.
Yeah, but he's not as good. He's not as good as Carson Wentz. Dude, he's not.
I don't know.
Wentz hasn't been great by any means, but when they were losing, he wasn't the biggest part of the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
Man.
There's a bunch of injuries this week, as usual, I guess, but it just seems like there's I don't know. Breece Hall tore his ACL, which really sucks. I think the Jets are going to fall apart.
Well, the Jets, they kept on talking. They're like, they could have had the defensive rookie and the offensive rookie of the year.
They absolutely could have, yeah. And not even just rookies. Like, they're playing like Breece was playing like one of the best running backs in the league, and Sauce is playing like one of the best corners in the league. Like, not just rookies. It's been crazy. But
so, like, hypothetically better than Stingley? Or?
So far this year, Sauce has probably been better. Yes. I still believe in Stingley, though.
I'm just saying.
So far this year, I can admit when I've been wrong.
I gave the number test. Isn't Stingley like 26 or something?
24.
24, dude.
What are you gonna say about Kobe's number, huh?
Sauce,
huh? Dude. What are you gonna say about Kobe's number?
Dude, Sauce came in with literally the sauce.
Yeah, he's great. I'm not saying he hasn't been great.
He was.
I still
he was gonna be the best corner in there.
I still believe in Stingley to be the best at some point, and he's also been playing really good. To be fair, he's been playing great.
Dude, Sauce. But Sauce comes in with the Deion
Sauce has
Sanders.
Been better so far. He's been
Deion
better so
Sanders
far.
Special whoa. With the chains.
Whoa,
dude, he's going. He's getting.
He's
that
not
level.
Prime. He's not prime.
Dude, he's. You know, he had that presence of prime, you know.
Yeah.
Going, you know.
Took it too far now. Dude, anyway, he's
he
been
had
playing
that
great.
Appearance, you know. All the chains, like.
He's been playing great.
Yeah.
Man,
and dude, the Chargers got destroyed. Man, that sucks.
Yeah, but the Jets also got hit with something else. Elijah Vera Tucker, like, tore his triceps or something, and he's out for the season, which really sucks. And I think the Jets are cooked. Like. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they were playing not even good for rookies, but great in general. Breece Hall was carrying that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson really hasn't been doing much at all. Breece Hall's been incredible. Like he took a toss like 70 yards yesterday. He had like four carries for 75 yards and a touchdown, and then tore his ACL or something crazy like that. Hall's been super explosive, Breece Hall, and hopefully he comes back the same player. I don't know. I wouldn't be optimistic as a Jets fan right now. At least for a 5-2 team.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say. Mike Williams and J.C. Jackson out for the Chargers. There's no timeline yet on J.C. Jackson, but he dislocated his knee. Mike Williams has a high ankle sprain, so he'll be out at least a few weeks. And then
the Seahawks,
yeah, they're on top of the NFC West, which.
How?
I don't know, man.
Dude, Geno Smith.
And then the last injury that... Dude, Kenneth Walker's crazy. He's so good.
Well, I told you that. I thought he should have
been I knew he was going to be good. I didn't realize he was going to be this good this fast.
I didn't understand, like...
He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Then picking him.
He's going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. But, yeah. And then Evan Neal has an MCL injury. There's a wide timeline on him. We don't really know how long he'll be out, but hopefully he gets back for the Giants. The 6-1 Giants.
Dude, okay. That was all me.
You were
I
right.
That.
you were right about that. Yeah. Now the Cowboys are still close, but
yeah, that's true.
The Giants are good, man. I can't believe. Are they first in the NFC?
They might be.
I think they are.
Dude, number one seed. I didn't even think that.
I haven't been thinking about the standings very much.
I had them wild card. Oh, no, they're not because the Eagles are undefeated.
Right. Okay.
That's true.
So they're only a wild card. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're still only wild card.
They got the second best record and they're the fifth seed.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. I mean,
man.
NFC East is the best division in football right now.
Have the Giants beaten the. Have the Giants played the Eagles yet?
Who did they lose to?
I don't even remember.
Dude, I can't even remember who they lost. They might have lost to the Eagles.
Maybe.
The Eagles beat the Cowboys.
No, they beat the Cowboys. They lost to the Cowboys.
Right. Yeah.
They haven't played the... They play the Seahawks next week. Seahawks are 4-3.
Seahawks versus Giants.
You know, they
who knew that would be a matchup of playoff teams?
Well, we thought this was going to be the battle for the first overall pick, not the battle for the first seed.
Seriously.
Like, damn.
Yeah, the NFC East is the best division in football. How about that?
They're not right off Geno Smith.
And then who were we talking? We were talking up the AFC and NFC West before the season. The NFC West is bad.
Yeah.
You have two below 500 teams, a 500 team, and the Seahawks at 4-3. The AFC West, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Like, they're elite. But the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos have all stunk.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Dude, this is
NFL's
bad.
Always weird, but this year's especially weird.
Man, because they're rigging their games. I'm just kidding.
Dude. Quickly into MLB. The World Series matchup is set. It is the Phillies versus the Astros.
I hate this.
The Astros swept the Yankees and have not lost in the playoffs. It was never really in doubt. Like,
I wanted the Mariners of anything.
I didn't.
I'm gonna be honest.
I don't like the Mariners.
Well, I'm
Angels fan. I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
So
I'm. Oh my god, dude! The Seattle airport's wild.
Dude, you had to experience SeaTac?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, well, so originally my flight, because I went to the Chargers Broncos game. It was a one-way flight from Boise to LA, but for some reason we didn't have a one-way flight to LA to Boise, yet they were offering it, which I didn't get, but, we ended up having at first we were going to go to San Jose and then Boise.
San Jose airport's fine.
But then they switched it up and they went to Seattle and then Boise.
Seattle airport, SeaTac is awful.
It's, dude.
You know what?
Our flight got delayed like 3 times there.
I'm ranting about SeaTac on our next stuff episode.
Dude, it's
definitely
it was so bad.
Or make
they
some,
put us on a rinky
make
dink
some
plane.
Sports and stuff TikToks about SeaTac.
Dude, they put us on like the rinky dink plane. They have a coach store in the. Why do they have a coach store? Who's buying a purse at the airport?
I don't know. SeaTac's weird, man.
It's so weird, but
anyway, that has to do with baseball totally. The Phillies won 4-1 over the Padres. 4-1 in the series. Bryce Harper's incredible. Bryce Harper has 5 home runs this postseason. This is the deepest he's played in the postseason, and he's hitting incredibly. He's just, I don't even know how else to describe it besides incredible.
Well, everyone thought Aaron Judge was going to be killing
Aaron Judge sucked in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He was terrible. He had like a 409 OPS or something.
Dude, he was
crazy.
Playing like Aaron Rodgers
yeah,
this
seriously.
Whole season.
Yeah. If you threw Aaron Rodgers in the MLB.
Good in the season, trash in the postseason, man.
Yeah. So Aaron Judge, there are questions about his future. Lots of reports linking him to the San Francisco Giants, which would be crazy. We'll have to see what happens. But yeah, Astros-Phillies, which honestly I'm excited for. I think this is a really fun matchup to watch. The Astros are the better team. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty objective. But the Padres were more talented than the Phillies, and they didn't even have a chance. Like, I'm going to take the Phillies. And that might just be because I want them to win.
Yeah, I want the Phillies to win. I hate the Astros.
I just expect Bryce Harper's masterclass to continue. I really do. He's been amazing.
Dude, that would be 2 upsets in the World Series.
Both over the Astros.
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was against
Braves
the Astros.
It was Braves over the Astros, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
God. Oh, wow.
And then the NBA season started. Not a ton has happened yet. The Lakers are 0-3. My Blazers are 3-0. Damian Lillard dropped 40 points in back-to-back games because he is him. Do you have an NBA team?
When I originally picked, I did like the Blazers. I do have only one jersey, and it's a Dame Lillard jersey.
There you go. Big Blazer show.
But the thing is, though, is that I kind of didn't really care. I do kind of like the Bucks because Packers.
Fair.
But
yeah.
I also kind of like New York sports. I don't know. I like the Knicks, but they suck.
That would not be a fun
Giants,
team to be a fan
I like
of.
The Giants for like football, but you know.
Well, either way, we'll talk about the NBA more as that season starts ramping up. And NHL season also started up, and same place as the NBA, just not a lot has happened yet. But we will get into that as MLB ends, and especially when football ends.
I just realized this. The New York teams, they all basically – so if the Giants, instead of red, were orange, all three New York teams would have the same color, like for baseball, basketball, and football.
Right. I forgot about the Mets, yeah.
The Mets and the Knicks are the exact same colors.
Yeah.
And then the Giants.
But the Giants have the same colors as the New York Rangers. They're both the same blue and red.
Oh, yeah.
And the Islanders. Well, no, I thought, Islanders are New York, and they're also blue and orange. So they're with the Mets and the Knicks.
That's so strange.
And then the Yankees are kind of the odd ones out, just blue and
Yankees
gray.
Yankees are kind of, yeah, they're blue and red, right?
They're blue and, like, white or gray.
I think they're red, white, and blue. Yeah, because the Yankees.
They don't have that old logo anymore with the red. It's just, like, the blue letters now, I think.
I kind of associate the Yankees with just black.
I mean, they wear the pinstripes. I just associate them with white and blue.
This is white, gray, and, like, midnight navy. Yeah.
So I don't. They don't really do red anymore. But yeah, their old logo, which was cool. Yeah, that's a cool logo.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they have that anymore. But
yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, that's strange.
We got off topic a lot on this one. It's a good one though.
Yeah. And so, then the Bills too. Bills are red, white, and blue.
Right.
Two, and they're both in New York.
Yeah. So what are the Jets doing?
Imagine if they had three New York teams and they all were red, white, and blue. That'd be so funny.
Well, I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
We are not going to have an episode this... Dude, I want to say Wednesday every time. This Friday. No stuff episode, but we should be back on our normal schedule for next week. We'll start pumping out some more content on other sites. At least that's the hope. And yeah, so on behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for listening to the Sports and Stuff Show. Make sure to follow all our socials at Sports and Stuff Show, except Twitter, at @SNS_show. Make sure to check out our episodes normally on Wednesdays and Fridays from 3 to 4 on the University Pulse, and then on streaming platforms after that. Should get back to that schedule after this week. But yeah, thank you again, and we will see you in the next one.
Peace.